Hey, people. This is episode 138, I believe. This episode is super special because those other guys aren't here. It's just me and the wife.
Uh-huh.
We used to call it Wedded Bliss, but we don't even do that anymore because now she's a regular host. And but what it is, it's her birthday.
Happy birthday to me.
Yeah. So help us celebrate by listening to what we talk about. And also trace some of our steps and go some of our boys that we went to yesterday. Go to Shamrocks, and always an unofficial sponsor of the show. Go to the official sponsor of the show, the Beer Sauce Shop. We talked about them extensively at the end. Get on that wine tumbler thing, Rick, Andrew, make it happen.
Do it.
And then of course we didn't get to talk about this, but there's always our boy Alex in bomber jackets. I think he's got a new War on Warm is his Twitter handle and stuff now. So I think you can follow him there. You can always go to mybomberjackets.com and check him out. Use RAPCAST15 promo code to save 15%. And hopefully we get, like I've been saying for the last year, hopefully we get back on with him. I got some other people I've been talking to, trying to get them on the podcast in the future. Got one that would be really exciting for a couple reasons. Might lead to another. Other than that, sorry to allude to a lot of things and be mysterious there, but we're just going to go ahead and start this episode. Tell them when the bomb goes off, Missy.
Enjoy. Now.
Okay. Yeah. You could have said it a little different. I mean, you want to take two?
No, man.
You stuck with that one?
Yeah.
But see, now we're talking, so now the bomb's going off. When?
Now.
Okay. Hey, we are back, and this time it's a very empty, lonely feeling with just me and you down here.
It's kind of nice, actually, if I can be honest.
Because, you know, when it's me and Bender, usually his narcissism fills up the room.
Our house isn't even hardly big enough for
and
that.
And when it's just me and Tom, his doom and gloom and that Captain Negativity is a big cloud around us. That said, in all serious like, it is just me and the flop in here today.
Hi, people.
The other guys probably could have came in, but you and I have a certain level of exhaustion from what we're about to get into yesterday.
Okay.
And I just kind of was like, you know what? Let's just me and you do this on this special holiest of holy days, because today, for those that don't know, is International Flop Day.
Okay.
It is.
It's actually some other national, quote unquote, national day, but I don't think anybody outside this household celebrates National Flop Day.
I beg to differ, because we're going to get into the people that celebrate on this day here in just a little bit. But it is, no, in fact,
they might celebrate in their own way. They don't celebrate National Flop Day.
International Flop Day. It's a world holiday, like Christmas.
And just so for the record, the gents that also do the podcast, this decision to not have you over was not my my fault. I had no part in that decision. You take this up with Jeremy at a later date.
You've officially usurped them, and you are, in fact, the number two. it is your birthday, is what we're alluding to.
Ooh,
today,
yeah.
Is. As we record this, probably as you listen to this, it will be the day after your
mm-hmm.
birthday.
Yep.
But the title of this episode is probably going to be 7177, because not to give away how old you are, but that is your birthday, and today is July 1st.
I don't care how old I am.
Yeah.
Or if people know. It doesn't matter.
So that said, we are a little lethargic today, because yesterday we did celebrate with our Bosnian neighbors, the Huskoviches.
Yes, we had a grand time.
We went to Soulard and to ITAP.
Yep.
And had some epic pizza.
We had pizza. Arena had a salad.
Yeah.
But the salad looked and smelled amazing.
Yeah, you kicked keto for last night and one thing today, and that was it.
Yeah. And surprisingly, with as shitty as I ate yesterday,
I
had craft beer, which is high in carbs,
and
I had a slice of pizza. At the game, I had a hot dog, which is keto, but I had the bun with it.
Which is not.
The bun is not keto. And then when we went to our second or final destination, I had wings.
Which are keto.
And I only gained like 4 ounces from yesterday. So that's a win.
And
I had a good time, ate carbs, and didn't gain 80 pounds.
And we had some high ABV beer.
Mm-hmm.
So we put down some beers yesterday, and I think I checked into most all of them. But I know that when I got home, and I could tell at one point in the game that you were three sheets.
I was just tired. For my body wanted to wake up at 5:45 yesterday, and there was no reason for it.
Plus, it was drunk, so your body was tired and drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
And so by the time I got home, I knew that I was tipsy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it was a good time, and today we woke up, and we didn't have any real grand plans. We got our girls. We went did a couple of shopping in preparation for our Jamaican trip. And
Jamaica mom.
And then we went, and you kicked your keto for one more time and had some good ice cream at Cookies and Cream.
Yeah, I felt like... I mean, I did have a little treat last night. Oh, I guess at that final destination, I did have ice cream and piece of a brownie or cookie or whatever that was. I don't remember. I was drunk. But I was like, it's my birthday. I'm going to have a small treat. So we got ice cream.
And I guess I want to get into that, too. Our last stop was Shamrocks, and Kyle brought over some birthday treat for you, which was a cookie brownie and ice cream with fudge on it. And it was just delicious. But... what wasn't enjoyable for you is that Arena arranged the whole thing, and then...
No, that wasn't... It was very thoughtful of her to
and
do.
And then, as it came out, started Happy Birthday out loud to you, which, if anyone knows you, and I know it's hard to get because we do this podcast, but it's essentially a faceless voice on this, Missy has a fear of people looking at her in public.
Large amounts of people looking at me in public. I could never be a celebrity or someone that gives a speech because I just can't. So it's always been a rule that when it's my birthday, don't tell the restaurant it's my birthday because I don't want them to make a big deal out of it and the whole restaurant stare at me because it's too much. It's too intense for me. And luckily, when this happened last night, there was literally six other people in the restaurant.
Yeah, it was
so it was not a big deal.
Kyle had said that he had had like 300 bikers there, and that the bikers and the being so crowded probably kept his regulars away because there was nowhere to sit. So by the time we got there, it was dead. And he's like, and he was fine with that. He goes, dude, we were so slammed that I'm happy for this. He got to enjoy. Being the awesome guy that Kyle is, he brought out a couple of great side project beers that were he needed to have drank, and he gave us a couple of beers from Four Hands that has not been released yet.
Yeah.
So it was
I remember Holy getting shit. those drinks. I don't remember the taste of them, and I surely didn't check into them.
I had forgotten all about the fact that we had all that extra beer, and no one really enjoyed those side projects other than me because they were sours.
Yeah.
They were wild.
Remember that vaguely.
Yeah, so they were wild yeast sours, and they were delicious. But oh boy, those were packing a punch. I just now that's why I'm drunk because I drink like four or five extra half glasses of 13% beer.
And what I didn't like, I pushed your way. So
yeah, you were an enabler there. So anyway, that was you know what we did to celebrate your birthday.
Yes,
the girls got you. Couple of thoughtful gifts. One was really sweet. It was their idea because they know you like Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
So they got you a stuffed Winnie the Pooh because you have a girls' trip coming up in August, and they said you can take that with you and snuggle and think of them.
I will take this stuffed animal, this Winnie the Pooh, on the trip so I can think of them. I hope no one makes fun of the old lady that's carrying around a stuffed animal.
I think that's sweet. I think that's sweet. Hey, real quick, I was going to save this to the throw it to Missy segment, but I will go ahead and mention my phone's blowing up because...
Maybe you need to ignore it.
No, it's pertinent to the podcast.
Okay.
But it's Mike Schilling, and he's going to be here next week filming an episode of...
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, so he's... so I'm just going to tell him I'll get back later.
Yeah.
And say we're still good.
I'm excited for this. This might also be... I don't know what kind of involvement I may or may not have, but is.
There's been stellar and rave reviews on how natural you delivered your line in the how to drink craft beer.
I saw the eye roll from Kyle asked if that looked real, and he's like, "Yeah, sure, with an eye roll." Whatever.
It was a good. I thought it was good. I thought you did great. So I thought it was great. So let's go ahead and jump right into the episode. I wanted to bring up all the other people that were celebrating on this July 1st.
Oh, I know two.
I know two of them. I'll let you get your two right out of the way because one of them shares a name with you.
Sure do.
And that would be
Missy Elliott.
Miss Damina Elliott. She was actually born in. Let's see. I wrote her down. I thought. 1971, so she's coming in. She's the same age as my brother.
Yeah. I like when people sometimes people will call me Misdemeanor, like, hey, Misdemeanor, or hey, Missy Elliott. I just think it's funny because so, I'm not either. I'm not gangster or a misdemeanor of any sort.
You're not. So let's go down the list, and I at the end.
Oh, can I tell you my other one?
Yes.
Princess Diana.
That was going to be another one. And we're going to get back to her, too, but I'm going to shoot down the list, and we're going to find out. We're going to see who, arguably, outside of the flop fame, who's the most famous July 1st baby.
Okay.
Here's the list. First up, I wrote down Dan Aykroyd in 1952.
Okay.
I put Bobby Bonilla because there was a really cool story that pops up. Today's right. Bobby Bonilla Day. For those that don't know, he signed a contract in 2000.
For people that don't know, he is an ex
former baseball player. Cut teeth with Barry Bonds in mm-hmm. Pittsburgh and that super team, and then he finished a Cardinal. He was a Cardinal for a little while.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
But he also, his final team was the Giants, in which he was injured and didn't play his last year, but they owed him money after releasing him.
Yeah.
They owed him $5.9 million, and he deferred payments, and they restructured it to where he would take X amount, and it would gradual because of the interest. So to date, this contract is good through 2035. To date,
which deferring the payments is brilliant in its own right.
Well, to date, he's been paid $14 million on that $5.9 million they owed him. And when it's all said and done, they will have paid him $39 million.
And who came up with that idea?
Oh,
you said his lawyer?
It was his agent or lawyer or someone.
That lawyer is also making bank off that decision.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, every year they're getting 10% of that.
Oh, for sure.
But that's great. So just in perspective, he was owed just south of $6 million, and they're paying it just south of $40 million.
I mean, this guy doesn't have to work ever again. He could have
and he probably
strippers and blow every day for the rest of his life. He'd be okay.
With that kind of heads up management and stuff, I bet they already did a good job with his money and investments begin with. So,
sure.
So let's shoot down the list. You, of course, mentioned Missy Elliott. Mm-hmm. There's talking about bright stars that fade out, Pam Anderson, 1967.
Ew, I share a birthday with her?
Gross. You do. We'll come back a little bit, make it up here, I think. Not only share a birthday, but the same year as Liv Tyler, 1977.
Oh, cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I wish I had her dad.
Everybody knows daughter of Steven Tyler mm-hmm. And actress in her own right. Debbie Harry of Blondie fame.
Oh, that's awesome.
Princess Di, you brought mm-hmm. up, 1961, like
Did
we said.
Did you please call her Princess Diana? That
Princess
her,
Diana, yeah,
her,
sorry.
That was her name.
What Princess, was her name? Diana?
I don't know. Princess Diana.
Okay. Like Anderson? Henderson? Maybe, I don't know. This one, it's a fictional character, but I thought it was fun. So, Henry Jones Jr.,
okay.
Which you may know him better as Indiana Jones.
Oh.
Was born in 1899, fictitiously.
Ooh.
Jamie Farr of Klinger mm-hmm. of MASH. Here's a good one. This one's the one black mark on you. David Duke, former Grand Poobah and Dragon or Wizard or whatever it is of the KKK and American politician.
Pam Anderson just won her way back onto this list as an okay person.
Yeah, Carl Lewis, he had the 9 gold medals and awful rendition of the national anthem. And then here's the last. This one's just for fun. Nowhere near the most famous person on this list, but means a lot to us. Forrest Griffin.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I like that. So there's tons of others born in this, but these are the ones I really noted. So who's the most famous July 1st? Is it
off this list? Can I look at it again?
Yeah.
I can't. I don't know if I can read it.
I don't think you can read it.
I can read it. For me, that most famous person is probably Princess Diana, I think.
I'd say that. I'd say probably close behind would be Dan Aykroyd. And I'd say there's at one time where both were mega popular, but obviously because of her untimely death, I would think that Dan Aykroyd has mm-hmm. got longevity with younger kids.
Yeah, well, I just think Princess Diana because she was the people's princess. And even if she were still around today, I would still hold her in a higher regard than the rest of everybody on that list, I think.
And this is by no means an insult or trying to make light, but we're getting a bit of a sequel with Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle, which I don't know why, because
more of a commoner. Both were commoners.
Is she Duchess? Duchess Kate? Isn't she?
Well, Kate Middleton, though, was a part of a good family in that. True. Meghan is an American.
True.
And so, yeah, I mean, but it's, I mean, she's been, there's been some comparisons mm-hmm. to them.
Yeah.
Princess, we'll see.
Those are big shoes to fill.
Princess Di was out, Princess Diana, there was a story of her this past week. I think it was either Brian Adams, the singer.
Is the anniversary of her death coming up, I think?
Maybe, but I think that this story was because Bryan Adams,
the singer,
yeah, the singer, the of Disney Bryan movie Adams. Fame and all that stuff.
Bryan Adams.
Yeah, and so I guess he had a song, and a lot of people that thought, because he's got a song about a girl, Diana, mm-hmm. and a lot of people think that they had a little bit of a tryst before or after, you know, that he had it, the hots for, and he said that she was never anything more than his best friend. But that's a big rumors that those two were.
I didn't know that they were best friends.
Yeah.
Or friends, for that matter.
Who knew? So yeah, I'd say it's a toss-up between Diana and Aykroyd, and I'll give her the slight nod globally.
Yes.
Even though Dan Aykroyd was, in fact, a Ghostbuster. The better Ghostbuster. I was watching, what did I watch this morning? I woke up really early this morning.
Driving Miss Daisy?
Oh, yeah, Dan Aykroyd. Well, that's a great movie.
It was paused when I came downstairs.
Had to finish
it. I have to finish it, and then I'll make breakfast.
Yeah, it's a good movie. It's what's good about it is it's not a tearjerker, but it tugs on the heartstrings nonetheless. Mm-hmm. It's a good movie. Mm-hmm. It's a very good movie. So, anything to add about your other celebrity birthdays there?
No.
Any you didn't know about?
Probably
Debbie Harry,
which I thought was, that's pretty kick ass.
Yeah, I mean, super front lady. I mean, she
Forrest
probably
Griffin,
was, I guess Debbie Harry might have been the first real, not the first real famous, but so she was punk, so her, maybe the first tough female lead singer, you know,
right.
Arguably the first hip hop song with Rhapsody, or what was the name of that? I can't think of the name of the song, but she had, and then she even had a song where they brought Grandmaster Flash on.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah, so that, I mean, pretty popular. I can't think of the Rapture. That was the name of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So let's go to the next story, which is, this one's I caught my attention this week. Apparently, Shipyard Brewing, a Portland-based brewery, had filed a lawsuit against one of our own local breweries in Columbia, Logboat. They filed the lawsuit of trademark infringement over Shipyard's the logo of one of Logboat's beers and name Ship's Head. So that went to trial, and the judge ruled in favor of our brewery. But they claimed, in addition to claiming trademark infringement, they also claimed that at the trial that Logboat had started a defamation campaign against their beers after the lawsuit was filed, and they were driving down ratings and reviews and trying to urge people to give them negative reviews. It was thrown out. That was the first thing thrown out by the judge.
Mm-hmm.
I think the judge cited that, you know, local fans of one beer will do venomous things. You can't help it. It comes with the territory. She also cited that the term shipyard and shiphead are both old English terms dating back to 1647, and therefore are commonplace in vernacular, and that you can't trademark them. Only, and the logos were far enough apart.
Yeah.
And she said that there's nothing, no infringing on their logo and name because the distribution is not overlapped with Portland or with Shipyard being in mostly the coast. And they are sold here, but having sold less than 1,000 cases last year, they said that there's absolutely no way that their business is hurt.
Wow, that judge did her... You said it was a female judge?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did her homework on that. I mean, that wasn't just like a whole thought process.
She shut them down.
Yeah, well, she looked into shit.
I think we've had this come up before with logos and mm-hmm. stuff and
I
beers.
I just think that was stretching it for me. Like, the shipyard?
Yeah, shipyard.
That's a stretch. Like, come on.
So, what I will say is, having read this, the first I've ever heard of Shipyard Brewery. So, that's... And I'm not, by no means would I consider myself a massive expert in craft beer,
mm-hmm.
but I would say I know more than the average craft beer person due to our friends, connections.
Right.
Just the sheer amount of travel and breweries I've had. And maybe I'm naive to think how famous they are, but that just seems completely frivolous. I mean, it's stupid. It's why even pay the money to file that lawsuit?
It was stupid. It's there was no way that consumers were going to get the two confused. And if they did, then people are stupid. But that was a stupid lawsuit all the way around.
Yeah, you've got to think it whenever stuff like this comes out, and we're not talking about global power companies, we're talking about small businesses.
Right.
You got to think though that you have to have someone close to you say, "Here's if you think that this is causing you to lose sales, let's put on a chart where you think your sales have lost. Let's put on a chart how much it's going to cost to sue them,
right,
versus what our return will be if we win.
What did they think they were going to gain if they did win? Because that could have potentially closed down another brewery.
I would think a cease and desist would be the only thing they were going to get. Even if the judge ruled in favor, I don't think that they would give them monetary reconciliation.
Yeah, but that change, the loss, losing, going through a lawsuit, losing the lawsuit, and having the change that they would have had to have made if they lost, could have shut that whole brewery down in Columbia.
Yeah, I mean, they're a relatively young brewery, but they've done a good job of getting their stuff out there at the right speed, even faster than most. And if it's $1 million, you got to say, let's say that they ruled in favor of $1 million, and they appealed down to 600,000, yeah, 500,000. That kills a small brewery.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know that. I would think that even like a Schlafly or Boulevard would have a hard time writing that check.
I don't understand. It's like that was their mission. Like, because because they're not a huge brewery,
yeah,
in Portland, and you think, oh, well, the one in Missouri is even smaller than us probably. Whatever we do, if they lose, they're gone.
Yeah.
Was that their goal? Because that's shitty.
You know what? I guess
that probably wasn't their goal, but it had to have been a thought.
I guess the optimist in me hopes that didn't cross their mind, but
no, the people in this world are fucking evil.
Well, but back to the negative reviews that they would probably be getting from fans of Logvote, that's probably what they thought. And so they're like, you know what? Fuck them. I'm going to go out and give them, mm-hmm, no stars on Untappd, or go to, you know, beer.
Did you happen to look up this other brewery on Untappd to see how many people may have drank their beers? Because can't you, like, look into that kind of stuff?
Yeah, you can put ship.
Not right now. I'm not trying to hold a podcast.
I also want to do.
Ignoring me.
I also wanted to see their logo, because the logo was something, too. So we will check that out. And I'll link them in the description of this episode. But, yeah, just. Hey, one for the good guys, I guess, if we, being the home team and all, that's one for the good guys. Also, I think if it was going in the other direction, if it was Logvote suing them, I think I would still probably be in favor of the defendant in that case. There's enough room and enough image. And craft beer is so massive with so many different varieties that all share similar features that I don't think you're hurt by someone mistaking you with something else. I think that's ridiculous.
Right. I mean, it's a community that should all stick together.
You know what?
It's becoming a crowded community, but
yeah, every once in a while, cliques fight and split off. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, we see it with our daughter every other week with new friends.
God,
God. She's apparently got a friend staying on that tomorrow that I don't know.
You've met her.
Have I?
It was the girl that hung out with her on her birthday last year at the hotel.
Oh, I see. I didn't meet her. I didn't. Yeah, but that's what our daughter does. She goes through friends like Kleenex.
It is weird. I don't get it.
Hey, speaking of scorned ex-friends or lovers, I wanted to update a story we talked about last week. And, you know, it's just you and I here, so not I'm not trying to give Bender or Tom crap, but you will get more of your opinion out about it. And I think your opinion's probably more important, like I said last week.
I think what you should say is what my opinion was from the start is looking to be correct.
Right, and then we're talking about Chris Hardwick, we've got a little bit of follow-up to that because it's been a busy week with little to no rumblings from Hardwick himself, but most notably his three of his exes, Andrea Savage, Janet Varney, and Jacinda Barrett. For those that don't know,
Jacinda was MTV, wasn't she?
Jacinda was Real World London.
And then the first name was a long relationship, wasn't it?
Yeah. Andrea Savage was famous for being the psychiatrist in Step Brothers. She was on Veep. She Sleeping with Other People, a very good movie that we watched.
Oh, yeah.
Janet Varney's been a voice actress, a stand-up comedian. She's a reoccurring role in Stand Against Evil, an AMC or a independent films channel show, IFC show. And then, like we said, you know, so they've all came out and not just said, I stand by Chris Hardwick. They've come out and lengthy stuff like, you know what, we're still friends with him because he's a great guy.
Right.
And then, and Jacinda's, she didn't do anything. I mean, hers wasn't an interview. Hers was like she essentially did what Chloe Dykstra did, and she released a thing on the interwebs and said, read this. And basically, point for point, you know, contradicted everything, the picture that was painted of him.
Okay, well, which one was this?
Jacinda. Now, she was a long relationship, too.
Yeah. What she did in her article, I haven't read it, But I'm sure she actually said Chris Hardwick's name, and Chloe Dykstra never did. And I think that's really shitty of her. If you're going to call someone out, own it. Well, and fucking use the name. Don't be a pussy and paint this picture of a person, and everyone's going to know. Well, you think everyone's going to know.
Well, I think what was even...
I just think it was shitty of her to do that and then not have the balls to say Chris's name.
But I think what was shittier is the way she didn't say his name and how you knew who it was. You know, it was... You know, someone popular in the comic book, the nerd culture, and blah, 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 and shit. That would be like you saying, someone in this house has been very mean to me. It's neither of the girls, and he has facial hair, but I can't name him.
Right.
Like, I mean, that's dumb.
Like, if you're going to put shit out there, own it.
Yeah.
And throw that person's name out there. If it's true, you shouldn't have a problem with saying that person's name. Yeah, because
you don't care about protecting his...
Right.
Because you've basically...
That was my first problem, is she never said his name.
Yeah, she did everything, but she basically described him to a T and just didn't say his name.
And it's easy for us to see, like, we see Chris Hardwick on, if we watch 10 shows a week, he's on 5 of them, you know?
He is a busy dude.
And it's like, almost we get a sense of his actual personality through these shows, because these are, like, mostly talk shows. So he seems like a normal, yet humble guy. Like, he doesn't seem like he's faking it on TV or anything like that. So my initial thought was, this is bullshit. She's just a jaded ex-lover, and that seems like what is happening.
And I think that I certainly don't know this, but like I said, I feel like if you were a person close to the situation, I would also feel like she had a very rough miscarriage. And I feel like there, you know, maybe there is some emotional scarring that, and in her head, it's all related to him. I have no
problem
with
her
that.
I will give her that. I'm sure it was rough what they went through.
But,
and they probably did. He probably did say some hurtful things, probably things that he shouldn't have said and you can't take back.
The couples fight.
And every couple says shit that they can't take back. But in the heat of the moment and with all her emotions going from, you know, what had happened, it probably seemed like he was the devil.
Yeah, and, you know, he has not released a podcast since this happened, and that's the first time in almost 10 years that he's went a week without releasing a podcast.
I originally thought him going silent was bad, because you see what Nicole Eggert did to Scott Baio, and Scott Baio blasted Nicole Eggert. Now, this may have happened, but they have also said that there's not enough evidence to...
Yeah.
Do anything to Scott Baio. So to me, that kind of says that something happened, but it wasn't bad enough.
Well, he went silent because he is a big company.
Right.
And he was forced to go silent from AMC and NBC and all of those places.
But initially I was like, no, if he's innocent, he needs to fight this. He needs to fight it. But I think his one statement, and then just the people that are backing him up, these ladies in general.
Well, and one more is backing him up. Jamie Alexander of Thor and the lead actress on Blindspot. She not only came out and said that in 10 years of being close friends with him, he's never showed anything but heart and compassion, but she has helped initiate and share an online petition to get him reinstated on all of his shows. And I'll say this, if there's going to be another bad guy in this whole thing, if he comes out and he's vindicated, or he's cleared, his name's cleared, Nerdist itself and Legendary Pictures, who and Legendary Entertainment, who owns it,
cut ties immediately.
Yeah, he started that company, and for them to erase him completely from their histories, bad. That's bad news.
Yeah,
that's bad.
It's shitty. It's shitty all the way around. Even if he did it, it's shitty because now it's known that someone that would seem like a great person is a shithole, jackass. But I mean, he will forever have this tarnish.
I feel like though.
I mean, he'll overcome it definitely. Like, I even think someone like Louis C.K. will overcome his shit.
Well,
but.
It's weird, though, but so tell me what you think. I feel like, though, that Chris Hardwick may be the first person, if, that's a big if, we don't know yet, but if he comes out and all of this was not true, if they were just a normal couple that had a normal breakup, and if that happens, I feel like he might be the first person that can just come through it without have tarnish. You know how most people, we always say, when shit like this comes out, he's guilty no matter what, because the public, they'll never forget it. I feel like that he might be able to get past it.
Well, he will, and maybe tarnish was the wrong thing, but if people you know, how people remember weird shit. And, you know, with the day and age of everything's out there forever because of the internet, this story will forever be a part of him, linked to him, even if he is, you know, completely innocent. Yeah. And that's unfortunate, because if he is completely innocent and with all this shit that he does, it's great. I think having this one little bad spot, I mean, it won't ruin him if it's not true. But
yeah, and I feel like if
it just sucks that it'll always be connected to him.
And by the way, if he is innocent, I don't wish anything bad on her. I just don't.
I don't wish anything bad, but she needs to go away.
She got to.
Okay. I mean, where has she been anyway?
Right, she's already gone. So, and I don't, like we've talked about before, I don't think there's been any, like, she's not gotten a lot of, I've not seen her on interviews, I've not seen her, and that's the other thing. There's been multiple people come out in his defense, mm-hmm. and she released a statement, thanks to all those that are in supporting me, but none of them are doing it out in the open. And that doesn't mean anything either, per se. But you do have a guy that's got a lot of powerful and a lot of well-respect and a lot of what people consider good people mm-hmm. defending you. You know, I mean, so one thing that happens in a lot of trials is character witnesses. And, man, he has racked up the character witnesses, yeah. you know. Yeah. So, I mean, it's I think it's far from over. And who knows if he'll ever come back. Like we said before, he has got married into the Hearst family. So, I think he'll be all right.
Regardless of that, he's made enough money on his own. Yeah. He should be fine. But If she lied, karma's a bitch.
Yeah.
I don't believe in a lot of things, but karma is one of those things I do believe in.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Oddly enough, I thought we were going to go longer on a couple segments. I didn't bring anything else to the show.
What the shit?
I know. So I was going to say, but I'll tell you what the plan is here. So for those that want to know, we are apparently... It's going to, for the Mike Schillings thing, he's going to start shooting somewhere at about an hour and a half. He expects to be here around 3 hours. He says if there's any time constraints or if there's anything that is off limits, they can't break stuff. You know, that's about it. But, yeah, everything else in
here. How early is this occurring? Because I need to prepare for this.
I think he'll probably be here around midday, so... And he's going to get the scripts out tomorrow. So, yeah, I'm excited. And he said it won't be too crazy dialogue, but I'm on board with crazy dialogue. Give me some dialogue, man.
So, I know I'm going to change subjects because I was just going through my old TMZ feed.
Throwing it to Missy and seeing what she's bringing.
So, I am addicted to TMZ. Not the show. I think the show's stupid for some
reason. I think it's because it all seems forced and set up.
Yeah, and I really feel bad that I get kind of wrapped into this whole, like, celebrity thing. But, well, for the most part, I'm like, that's interesting. But that's not true.
But you were watching a commercial for something earlier today, yeah, I think, the Osborne.
It was, yeah.
And you were like, maybe I get very wrapped up into reality.
I have a unhealthy fascination. Right now, my super unhealthy fascination is with mass casualties. I've been watching documentaries like crazy on...
You used to read nothing but true crime books, so...
It fascinates me why people in this world are killing people in mass casualty situations. I don't understand it. This is not a war situation. But anyway, I have an unhealthy fascination with, I don't know, reality shit.
Yeah, you definitely get, I mean, you're, for whatever reason, the target demographic that keeps those shows going. But you're not, that said, you're not a Kardashian person.
No, I hate the Kardashians. Yeah. Ridiculous. Anyway, this headline says, Kaley Cuoco marries boyfriend at a horse stable. That actually sounds shitty. Like, literally, it sounds like a shitty place to have.
But then you look, and it's probably beautiful.
Oh, my God, it is. And she's wearing a fucking lace jumpsuit. What the fuck, man? Well, let me see. Man?
Well,
she's got a hot body because she does, like, not CrossFit, but I think she does, like, a lot of yoga and Pilates and or something like that.
Did you see the other picture, though?
No.
So, look at the second picture. So, one, in that, just the first one you showed me, she definitely looks like an Elvis impersonator.
Yeah,
that's what the... But when you look at the second picture, it's really pretty. There's like a shawl, like a see-through lacy shawl that goes over it, like makes it look like a real dress.
It's like a cape.
Yeah, cape.
Is what it
which,
is.
Which anytime you factor a cape into a situation, it's
fancy.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah.
Fancy.
I wish more people wore capes. I wish we lived in London in cape-wearing times. aside from being murdered by Jack the Ripper.
Would you like me to tell you about another celebrity wedding I'm just reading about?
I don't know. I can't. I'm literally on the edge of my seat.
Mary Carey. You know who Mary Carey is?
No. Is it Harry Carey's daughter?
No, it's not. She's a porn star. A stripper. I'm sure you would know her.
I don't watch the porn.
She had some sort of riff with another big porn star. I can't remember who it is, but she just recently got married.
Huh. To who?
I don't know. Just someone? Like some old fat dude.
What?
Look at him just from the first picture.
Mary Carey. I'm trying to... She is an American pornographic actress. She looks familiar.
Oh, she did well for herself. She married an ER doc, so she doesn't have to do porn anymore, but still has money.
I'll be
so
darned.
There's that.
Yeah. Well, she's been in celebrity rehab?
Oh, I'm sure.
I'll be darned. Imagine. She was on... I don't know. Supposedly she's been on it. So, yeah. So, good for her.
We only watched a couple seasons of that.
She didn't look that familiar. I mean, when I first looked, she's blonde with big fake boobs. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That porn star.
I mean, that's every.
The only ones that I can think of off the top of my head are obviously the big ones like Jenna Jameson. The one I can't even think of, the two that were in Zach and Mary Make a Porno. What's the one that when she was young, like she actually released videos before she was of age, and now you can't find them anywhere.
Oh,
she was in Playboy, and she was the one that blew bubbles in Zach and Mary.
Rebecca De Mornay?
No. She was never a porn star.
Well, I thought that's who that was. Why is...
No.
Who was that?
Zach and Mary make a... All right, let's see. That was... Her name was... Tracy Lords. And then the other girl that was in that is also one that is kind of... Oh, Katie Morgan had a little bit of crossover fame. And I got to tell you, that probably is about the most famous one I know anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Oh, what about something gray that was in Entourage? She had...
Sasha Gray.
Yeah.
Sasha Gray.
But she's a train wreck, right?
I think...
Didn't she like Coke? I mean, didn't she really just play herself in Entourage?
What's his name? Old dude.
Ron Jeremy?
Yeah, he was recently in the news this week. I can't remember. Let me look him up because I don't remember why he was on or in the news. But apparently his looks have gone extra downhill.
Well, I mean, you knew he was going. He's old as dirt, too. He's got to be, man.
He is, gosh. He was born in 1953.
Yeah, do that math.
But that makes him... Well, shit. I thought Wikipedia would tell me.
Well, I just did the math. 65. That's not... Oh, Lou in the studio's here.
He looks a lot... Oh, I guess he's being sued for multiple sexual assaults.
I believe it.
Those are movies, people. Those were his movies. Well, no, just kidding.
I mean, we're also... Okay, here's where the sexual assault thing... And none of it is okay. None of it's okay. But we also... There is... And I got to tread walk lightly here because I don't want to give him an excuse, but you're also talking about a guy that was famous through the 70s when men...
A lot of drugs were involved
and
in
men
that
were
sex.
Just allowed, whether it was by law or anything, allowed to be more of an asshole to a woman.
Or so, I mean, necessarily women. I mean, we've heard stories about men in Hollywood taking advantage of young boys.
Yeah, and it's not right, but... There was it was a different time, and unless this is like at recent times, I mean, you got to think that there's not a statute of limitations on that. I mean, Brent, come forward with your story if you want, but at some point you got to say, look, that happened 30 years ago, and you just now, because of everyone else's fame, are the infamy that's going on with some of these people now, you're just now coming forward. I mean,
this happened last year.
Wow. Well, you know what?
It starts out. The 65-year-old allegedly groped, sucked, and penetrated the young woman all in one day.
Wow. So my next thing was...
Four separate times in one day.
My next thing was going to be, too, old habits die hard for some of these guys, too. Like the muscle memory of them, you know, we used to be able to get their way all the time. And when they get this old... And I'm not saying senility is set in or anything on them, but I'm saying sometimes they think, you know what, I should be able to have my way with that person, and you got to, good for her. Good for her.
I don't like that way of thinking.
No, I don't either. I don't like that way of thinking, but I think that what I mean, though, is that there's this guy that his entire life has gotten Tang left and right. Now he's old, and he's hard to let go of the spotlight, so to speak, or let go of old habits
and
stuff like that.
He's had to let this go for a long time. It's not like he left porn a week ago.
Yeah, but I mean,
he's been out of that game for a long time. Now, he might have been riding on that fame for a while.
And he's had crossover appeal. I mean, he's become a guy that's famous for being a porn star without
I'm
having to do porn
even
anymore.
Sure. And I guess, you know, there's fame whores all over the world, but I am not sure why anybody would fuck him outside of being paid to do it.
Like you said, there's people out there that'll just say, hey, it's Ron Jeremy.
Ugh,
you know what I mean?
God, he's built. I just picture him as like the Penguin in Batman.
I had a friend one time.
Danny DeVito. That's kind of how he reminds me.
I was helping a friend move, and it's a friend that I'm not going to say their name, but you wouldn't think that this friend would have this. But I was helping them move, and I was moving their VHS or videos, and there was a John Holmes? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
John Holmes video. And I said, what the hell? And he goes, dude, I just had to know. I just didn't know if legend was true. Mm. So there's probably girls that are of any certain kind of age out there that probably think the same thing about Ron Jeremy. They probably think, I got to know, you know. And he's,
dude, look at his, you just look at an old movie. Why would you want to fuck him, though?
I don't know, but.
People have no standards then.
But and when you're getting older, he's probably having a harder time differentiating between someone that would do it and someone that won't. So he needs to learn what it won't, obviously.
Well, yeah, because if they're a fame whore and they want to see what Ron Jeremy is about, he may be misreading the whole situation because they're showing him some attention, but he may be taking it too far.
Yeah, no, absolutely, so. Absolutely. I mean, it's definitely, I don't know, man, it's a weird time to be, even Joe Rogan talked about it. This is all good. It's all good for dudes to stop acting like fucktards.
Yeah.
But it's also, even if you're a guy that's never been an asshole, you got to be a little scared to be, you know, when you have consensual sex resulting in rape charges on college campuses because beer was involved, and you've got, you know, people in the workplace citing because their hands just accidentally slipped too low. Mm-hmm. Say, you know, I mean, not that there's people that are lecherous and do that shit, but there's also some guys that are out there getting thrown under the bus, and girls too getting thrown under the bus for actually not having done anything wrong.
Right.
I was given a hard time to one of my softball teammates. We were a couple of them this past Friday night, a couple of younger kids that always swipe right. You know, they.
Oh, jeez.
But, and I got to tell you, though, all things being equal, maybe that's the best option because at least you know that sexually there's an interest there. You don't have to guess. I guess maybe now you don't have to guess. Like, you know, I'm sure.
But it's also a dangerous game. I feel like a lot of women in this world are fucking just conniving bitches.
Yeah,
and
you said that, not me.
you know, just let's play this game with this dude. He swiped right. I'm going to swipe right.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to dupe this motherfucker.
Now I'm going to fuck with him. There are people like that. And there's probably more people out there than we care to really imagine is like that. But at least, when I was younger and single and would hit on girls, and I'd get rejected sometimes. Not very often. You know what I mean?
Of course.
I didn't know. But sometimes, now though, I feel like rejection's, you know, like, for instance, let's say some girl rejected me, and so I said, you know what? You know, maybe I was from the wrong in the first place. Maybe you aren't that fucking great to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I said those exact words, but probably something like that. What if she then went to someone, a bouncer or a police officer that was at a club, and mm-hmm. said, that dude just came up, you know, because she was offended by it.
Right.
That wasn't sexual assault. That was just me getting my feelings hurt.
Right.
And then trying.
Well, and that's the other thing with this world. People are, they get so fucking butt hurt so easily. Like, if a woman went up to a police officer and said, this guy just verbally attacked me, which really wasn't an attack, but it was, you know, she felt uncomfortable. I mean, that's a little excessive.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I mean, maybe the Tinder is the good, maybe that's just the evolution of people wanting to cut out the bullshit and remove as much doubt as you can. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
There is this Instagram page called Bye Felipe. It's like a play on the Bye Felicia thing.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know how they get these text messages or pictures or whatever. I'm sure you send it to a some sort of email or website. But they post how men are just evil, evil people on these dating websites because they get rejected. Or, I mean, and you'll see they'll post conversations where it'll be like, hey, what's going on from the guy? And the girl will respond. And then he'll say something, and then the girl won't respond. And it's just like a normal conversation, but the female might not respond for hours. And then the guy out of nowhere goes, you're, you know, a cunt. Or
cock tease,
you know,
like, or,
yeah, just
oh my
like,
God.
You're fat and ugly. And she's like, and it's always like, I can't believe because I didn't respond, now I'm fat and ugly, but you wanted to talk to me in the first place. And then there's the times where it's like, a woman might have a conversation with the guy and the guy just immediately assumes, well, we're talking on a dating website, we're gonna fuck. And these are dating websites, not
Tinder,
not, yeah, or you know what, swipe right, I don't know, whatever that shit is.
Tinder,
I'm too
yeah.
old for that shit.
And you're married.
Yeah, I'm married. And you know, they just have normal conversations and the guy thinks, well, we're gonna fuck because it's a dating website. And then all of a sudden he's sending dick pics. And this Instagram page we'll post all these kinds of conversations. They always put a eggplant over the dick pic.
So,
but they're funny to me.
You can tell me. I mean, because there was very little time between. I mean, the window of the text message, the multimedia text message that was there before we started dating. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Did anyone ever pull the dick pic move on you?
I think once or twice, unwarranted.
It's a bad move.
Yeah.
What's to be gained from that?
First of all, men, penises are not attractive. Mm-hmm. There is in no way going to be a chick that looks at a dick pic and goes, ooh,
just
yeah.
Guys should just be thankful that they're functional in the sexual relationship.
Right.
I mean,
right.
They don't ever worry about
no
the appeal
way,
of it.
There's no way that you can, no angle for a dick pic to make it actually look appealing. Laying down on you, like sticking out. It's none of that is sexy. None of that.
Yeah, I have never sent
a
dick pic.
There might be women out there that actually think dick pics are great. I am not one of them.
I've taken a picture of my junk with other people's phones before. Like, you know, they left their phone, pull your pants out. They're going to see that.
You're such an idiot.
I mean, that's a guy thing. But
yeah.
I've never sent a pic. Now, this day and age, you'd have to be worried that someone would take that and say, oh, you think that's funny? Tweet.
Yeah, right.
Hashtag Jeremy's dick.
It is a little worrisome. I mean, Kaylin is on Snapchat, and she's on Instagram. She's got Twitter.
Even our youngest daughter has Fortnite friends now.
Yeah,
I think
they all have the same pitch voice, so I know they're young like
yeah,
she is.
And I've heard them use the where situations would be great for curse words. Mm-hmm. They're using
crap.
Poop and
yeah.
crap and son of a gun. And I'm like, oh, those are good kids. You keep playing those.
I just hope that the moment someone thinks that they're going to be cute with Kaylin or and Hayden in the future, but
yeah.
Kaylin's closer to the situation.
We'll murder them.
I hope that. If some boy thinks he's going to be cute and do that to her, she tells us immediately because I will be at that front door.
I've got a big backyard. I can hide a lot of bodies.
No, I will directly go to someone's house. And I'm not very confrontational at all, but...
Yeah, yeah. I will whoop a boy.
Yeah.
It's like a bad Santa. I beat up some kids today. Made me feel real good about myself.
I do contemplate that app that we have... I don't want to say that... I guess it doesn't matter. The Howards, they have the app that they put on their phones, on all the kids' phones, and it tracks everything, where they're at. You can see all the snaps that they receive and send. You can see everything that goes on in their phone.
Well, they had an incident.
They did. And Michelle says that her kids lead boring lives. So
yeah.
It's like she's... But that time we went to Kansas City, was it last year?
Yeah.
And she was tracking Matt that whole time.
Oh, while we were out at the bars?
Funny, yeah,
oh, my
yeah.
gosh.
She's like, well, they're here right now. And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a little much.
Yeah.
I don't think you should have said their name.
They don't listen, right?
No, but somebody does.
No, she wasn't, like,
yeah.
staring at it. But we were like, because you guys have been gone a while. And she's like, oh, they're here, right? Let me look. They're here right now.
I
got to
tell
you,
I feel like that even if their girls...
You're going to have to beep like an...
even if their girls were to start bringing over some more guys or whatever... Matt's not physically intimidating, but he's just asshole enough that it's gonna gonna keep the boys away.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Well, hey, we stretched our time there. So
yeah. How long are we at? 22 minutes.
48 minutes. About 42 minutes. I'll add the intro to it. But is there anything else you've got on the Throw It to Missy segment before?
No, I hope everyone chugged a beer because I actually brought some. I didn't bring it, yeah. But I brought something on the spot, sweetheart. Which I don't normally do.
Yeah, had a good time yesterday. Had tried some good beers. Looking forward. I think we're going to do another YouTube channel here. Our YouTube channel, another beer review. We're going to do the new beer, session beer from the Beer Sauce Shop. Always like it when they have new stuff that we can talk about. Let me see.
I think I'm going to say this out loud. I don't know if any of the Beer Sauce guys listen
to our podcast. Rick does.
Well, can you please add wine tumblers to your inventory there at the shop? You know, the nice...
You told Uncle Dave that.
I know, but I feel like if you tell one, it's kind of stops. But I want to put in a request for, like, the Yeti-style wine tumblers.
Arctic, I believe, is the brand
Arctic,
they carry.
Yeah, Arctic is fine. I don't need a Yeti. I don't even need Arctic. But I want girly colors, like a shimmery pink.
Or a teal.
Yeah, like Tiffany teal or whatever color that is. I don't know.
I thought talking about our neighbor there for a second.
No, you know the jewelry company Tiffany, they're like... Is it like a mint or a teal? I don't know. I'm sure there's an actual color.
I'm a jewelry expert. I can't believe I don't know the name.
But, yeah, bring that stuff in.
I'll tell him.
Sell wine and you sell the Arctic cups and...
I know some people. I'll ask him if he can do it.
Yeah.
Because
I want to buy... I would love to buy local.
Yeah. Man. And, yeah, from our boys. So... That's it. I think we're done. I don't know that we have anything else. I think we can just go ahead and skip everyone else and go straight to you.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, we're going to play the music. Episode's done.